Why, hey there. Today on the show, you're going to get the top 5 website must-haves so you can get more paying clients for your ergonomic services. Let's do this. Welcome to the Business of Ergonomics podcast. I'm your host, Darcy Jeremy. I'm a board-certified professional ergonomist with over 15 years of experience delivering ergonomics programs to employers of all different types. In this podcast, I share what other healthcare professionals are already doing and being with ergonomics assessments and how to land those clients that you dream of. Without further ado, let's jump into this episode right now. Hey, so glad that you're here to talk about your website design. If I could send you a massive high five through the airwaves, you know I would be all over that. In all seriousness, a website is so important in 2024. I'm going to be giving you 5 things that you must be including. Some are going to be an easy little quick win. Other things are going to be taking some time and some investigation. These are absolute musts if you want to be converting people through your website and if you want to be known, liked, and trusted in the greater realm in your city or wherever you're serving with your ergonomic services. And for the most part, I have learned this over the many years of being in an online business. When I first started, it did not look, and I did not have the same concept as I do now. If you are interested in learning all this stuff on a more deep level, I have a program where we can work together more. It's called Accelerate the Business of Ergonomics. With this program, not only do you get connected with a community of like-minded individuals, but you get time-saving resources every single month. It looks like infographics that you can put your own logo on. It looks like curated literature reviews. It looks like staying on top of office ergonomics equipment, all these things, because these things are constantly changing and can be a real time suck of your resources when you get paid when you do an assessment. So head to ergonomicshelp.com/biz, head to the description to get that link too. Sign up for the wait list. The next time I'm opening an enrollment is in March 2024, which is just around the corner. So sign up and you'll be able to learn more if this is a program that can help you get to where you need to be, which I think it is. The reason why I want to share this today is that first and foremost, having a website in 2024, although it's not essential for you to get customers this way, it definitely doesn't work and you should be moving in this direction, especially if you want to be taken more serious as an ergonomic service provider. So many of us have the best intentions possible with ergonomic services, but there's this barrier. Sometimes it's an invisible barrier between us being awesome at ergonomic services and doing as many ergonomics assessments as we possibly can. And that barrier is marketing and sales. Having a really great website is just one way to make the sale easier. It gets your name out there, especially if you're new to offering your own ergonomic services, or if you're new to a city. A website is a fantastic way to get started. But there is one barrier here. A website can definitely suck up your time if you're into the details and you want to get everything perfect, like 100% hit a home run. There is a difference between getting it okay out the door and getting it 100% perfect, because that last 20% of awesomeness, taking your website from an 80%, it's pretty good, to absolutely amazing, can not only suck your time, it can take a lot of time, and it can almost feel like you're doing something that's active, that's useful. In fact, it's maybe a little bit more of a procrastination tool. So keep that in mind, because all you really need for this is shoot for 70 or 80%. 80% out the door is better than 100% in the drawer when it comes to this. And I have seen ergonomic service providers work on their website for like a good year only to realize once they're out there and working with clients and seeing what their website like is in the wild, knowing that things are going to change massively and their final service offering is a lot different than what they had in a concept in their head. However, let me just say, so we're on the same page, that a crappy website will convert better than no website, first of all. And a crappy website will also convert people who already know, like, and trust you. So if there's word of mouth and people are just going to your website for a method to move the relationship forward or to get a phone number, then that works. But for those people that have no like and trust or without no like and trust, then you're going to need a higher quality website to convert people into your world. There's no previous relationship, then you're going to have to do a lot more explaining and proof of concept of doing what you can do and showing what you do works. That's why taking the time to develop your website is very important. And at that point too, getting something out there. Like I said, 80% is better than 100% in the drawer. There's a few things that I think that you should focus on first so you have a good overall. And keep in mind too, this is ongoing. What's going to work 1 year, you may evolve it for the next year. But the best way to get started, just like when you think of big concepts, like learning how to do ergonomic services assessments or getting started with running your own business and learning all the different parts of this, just like that, for an incredibly big idea and project, the best thing is just to take it day by day. Like my sister says, what's the best way to eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Hilarious, but it works for website design. The first thing that I want you to do is think of your buyer's journey. Buyer's journey. This is number one of number five, the buyer's journey. We're starting off with that because I really do believe we have to optimize how that person who doesn't know that you exist, how they work through your website and figure out how to work with you more. If you already have a website, can you pretend like you don't know yourself and you're coming to your website from a blank state and you want to piece together what it takes to get from just learning who you are, learning about your services, and booking through your services. Even better, can you get a friend to look at your website and tell them to go through it and give them an honest opinion if they know how to book a call with you or move forward with your services as someone who doesn't know much about ergonomics? Can you do that? If you were to score yourself from 1 to 10, 1 being a really simple website and it's really clear how to work with you and the services that you offer and how to take the next step, from 1 to 10, 10 being the absolute most clear and 1 being not very clear, how would you rate yourself? So take a moment there and really think about that. Who would you get to look at your website? Or if you want to do this by yourself, by understanding the buyer's journey, the pains, the problems that they experience along that journey, and the influencing factors that shape their thinking, you can empathize with where they're coming from and then position your services so it's the best next step. I want to dig into this a little bit further. It can be broken down into 3 stages. And knowing these stages can make the sale a lot easier because you're going to be providing this information throughout your website. First of all, you got to make sure that you are either serving corporations or the individual. It's totally different pain points, totally different customer journey and buyer journey. The first stage here is the awareness stage. They become aware that they have a problem. Then there's the consideration stage. They They're considering that there's options to solve this problem. They're aware that they have a problem already and they need to figure out what the best next step is. And then finally, the decision stage. This is where they know they need ergonomic solutions and they're just looking for someone to solve that problem for them. Okay, so that's a really high level view of the buying journey, but it doesn't end there. Incorporating that buyer's journey into your website is what you got to do next. And keeping that in mind, right? So when you're looking at the navigation, whether it's on top of your website or throughout each page of your website, it really does need to make sense and be reflective of these stages. What you want to be doing is making sure that you're giving them the right information based on where they're at. You could be looking at things like pain points, what they're struggling with right now, what they're searching for on Google. That always helps with search engine optimization. Frequently asked questions. Do the headlines on top of the page make sense? Maybe you want to include more information about you for credibility and know, like, and trust. The clients that you've worked with before, the types of results that you've got clients, how they book with you, what an assessment even looks like in the first place if they never had one before, because we're assuming that maybe they've done this, but they haven't. It looks like all of this. And I want to conclude number one with what your end game is. Do you want to book a call with them, like a discovery call? Do you want them to buy something off your website? Whatever it is, I want you to pepper it. That's right. Pepper it throughout your website. You can have it in your headline. You can have it multiple places down a page. You can have it anywhere and everywhere because you don't want them to miss it if that's what your end game is. So number one was the buyer's journey and optimizing that. Number two, I want you to have the best possible headline. So that's on your homepage when that person comes to your website. Do you have an attention-grabbing website that will allow that person to be intrigued about what you do and your unique way of doing it? Well, I'm going to give you a strategy here to make your headline work even better. So number two is to have an awesome headline. So your headline is the prime piece of real estate here. You have to be smart with it. Some sort of action is required before the fold. And what's a fold in the first place? Well, back in the day, newspapers and advertisements tried to get the main call to action before the fold of the newspaper, where you would see the crease. In internet language, this means you have to have this maximized potential of like a button and a sweet headline before the scroll. To do this, make sure that your logo doesn't take up too much space. And we really want to share something in your headline that captures the essence of what you do. I really like the idea of putting a call to action there too. You can have something logical and do testing about what works best for you, whether it's book a discovery call with you or sign up for a free download. More on that in number five, but this is based on not only where your strength is, how well you know your market, and who your ideal client is, whether it's B2B or B2C. The next tip is actually really straightforward, and it can help convert people with scrolling through your website. And it's about how you present your content, your paragraphs, and large blocks of content. What seems to work best here is presenting content in an F or an E pattern, not just a block of text. So if you can put that in place and just space things out better on your website, you're going to get a lot more people to actually read your stuff. There's lots of testing on that and research that shows that simply presenting information like an F or E is going to work way better. So do that. The other thing is that you want to make sure that when you are presenting information about your services or really anything, you want to have it in the context so that those people who are reading it, even if they're not experts in ergonomics, can absolutely understand the benefits of your services. A really easy way to do this is just adding "so that" after each one of your services or whatever type of content that you have. Remember that features tell and benefits sell. And this is a really common, I think, mistake. I'm hesitant about saying that word mistake, but really it's an improvement that you can be making in your website. So when you think of one of your services, so let's think of like a train the trainer. Why is a train the trainer beneficial? And can you share that in such a way that's outside the ivory tower book learning words that when you're talking to another ergonomic service professional, you can say, but when you're talking to someone who doesn't know a thing about ergonomics, that they can understand? Can you share this in a creative way? So not only are you talking about what the feature is, the ergonomics train the trainer can be like an hour session. Why is that important? And that's where the benefit of it would come in place. And a way to describe that is adding "so that." The fourth thing that you need to have in your website is some sort of email list. Why? Okay. It is probably the most important thing in your website is to be capturing those leads so you can help them along the buyer's journey. See what I'm doing here? I'm working in number one with number four. An email list is so important, and you might need to look at MailChimp or ConvertKit. I love ConvertKit to connect to your website. But when you add some sort of lead generation aspect to this, not only do you have that person, it's almost like a list of people who are a warmed, engaged audience. So you can share awesome emails with them, ask them to go on a discovery call with you or anything else. I think that for B2B types of lead magnets to connect to your email list, that having not only a name, you want to have an email, obviously email list, but you want to have things linking them to their corporate entity. So what their job title is, corporate phone number so you can call the warm lead. How awesome is that? Their company that they're working for. But again, most important, other than that email, is that phone number so you can stay in contact with them and you can call them and you can move that forward. I think that's much more professional. If you're doing like a B2C thing, I think an email list by itself is probably enough. The big thing here is that when you use social media, like the LinkedIn or the Instagram, you are working on borrowed land. When you have your own email list that you can build and nurture over time, there is so much more opportunity in the long run when you are working with corporate. And that is just one of the things that I talk about in the Accelerate Business of Ergonomics program. So if you're interested in growing your business and getting an email list started, what to include in a lead magnet, what does that even mean? All you got to do is go to ergonomicshelp.com/biz, get on the wait list for when I open the doors to Accelerate the Business of Ergonomics. I'm going to tell you all about what an email list is and how you can be using that to capture more leads in your business. Number five, this is the last thing that you have to do, I think, is that adds a lot of professionalism to your website. It's called a favicon. What is that? Well, that's that little icon in the top of your page when you have a tab open. Mine is EH. There's different favicons for so many different things, but having one, putting it in place, adds a level of professionalism. I think it's really cute, and it makes the sale easier because you're looking more professional. So put that in place. You can just go to Canva right now. You can get that done. It won't cost you anything. It doesn't need to be professional in terms of getting a professional graphic designer to do it. You can do this yourself. Put it in your area, wherever that is in your website, and then you're off to the races, my friend. Short and sweet way to end this top five list. And there is more. I'm going to be talking about this in another episode, but I wanted to give you some quick wins. Although I agree with you, if you're thinking that first win that you said, that first number one, the buyer's journey is a little bit long. And yes, you're right. The buyer's journey is a little bit long, but it is absolutely foundational to have on your website. And it makes everything else make sense to navigate to. And what is your end game? Is it to book a call with you, a discovery call, or is it to download something? You need to have that in your mind while going through each of these five steps. Number one to review is the buyer's journey. You have to have that clearly mapped up so those people don't get frustrated and lost and leave your website from the first place. Number two is having a sweet headline captures attention and having something above the fold or the scroll so that you can get that call to action in there and get that warm lead. Number three, writing in general. Is it readable? Making sure that you have your content set up with an F and an E pattern instead of a just big old junk of content. And then making sure that you're converting from the features to the benefits. The features tell, the benefits sell. Number four, connecting your website to an email list. So beneficial. Having an exit pop-up works well too, but you got to get that started. You got to get that connected to an email list. And number five, favicon. Do you have it? Little icon on the top of your page when you're looking at tabs. You can see it there. Do it yourself. Go to Canva right now. You can do it. You really can. I'm rooting for you. You can crush this. Whether or not you're doing this on side time, part-time, or full-time, Ergonomics Help, the Accelerate program, can help you. I can help you. I want to help you. All you have to do is go to ergonomicshelp.com/biz. You see, I'm putting this into place too. It works. And I want to help you. I want to help you get results in your business and make 2024 a year like no other. Can't wait to work with you. And I hope that you have the most fun putting all these things together to make your website the best ever. Have a great one.